This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Vaccinations for respiratory viruses in Colorado are steadily going up ahead of the holiday season when bugs generally start spreading around. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Nearly 18% of Coloradans have gotten a flu shot so far. That includes 36% of those who are older than 65. Doctors say the next few weeks is a good time to get one, as well as get immunized against COVID-19 and RSV. Thanksgiving is about a month away, and viruses often circulate widely as the weather gets colder and more people are gathering and celebrating the holidays indoors. Last year's flu season was one of the worst in the U.S. in 15 years. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver, voters will decide whether to repeal or keep a ban on flavored tobacco products passed by city council. Opponents rallied outside a vape shop on Colfax this week. Kyle Manibusan is an employee with the store, which is called Mixed Up Creations.
Adults have rights too. Yep, and this is one of the rights they're trying to take away. And what's that? We all have rights. Adults like cotton candy. Adults like, what's that, flavored vapes. We all like a little bit of flavor.
Flavor ban opponents say if it stays in place, the city will lose millions in annual tax revenues. The other side says keeping the ban means some consumers will switch to non-flavored products or quit. CU Buffs put football team in the national spotlight for their next two games, including tomorrow's homecoming against Arizona and a road game versus West Virginia the following weekend. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.